the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan Craig speaking. We trust that you'll stay with us. Trust the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. We are opening our broadcast service today with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, "O Come Listen to My Story." This song was written by the late Henry Marquis, who was a member of our congregation for many years. We trust that it'll be a blessing to you.
Oh, come listen to my story. There's the light.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're thankful for our precious congregation. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use our service to be a blessing and a benefit to souls and a glory to thee. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject today is entitled, Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to quote a number of scriptures from the Old Testament that pertain to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I'll give you the location in the New Testament of the fulfillment of these verses, with the one exception: to be born in Bethlehem, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. That's Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And we read the fulfillment of this in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and also Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And he was to be born of a virgin. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And the fulfillment of that is recorded in Matthew 1, 18 through 25, and Luke 1 through 26, 38. To be a prophet like Moses, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, liken unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. That's Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. And we read the fulfillment in John chapter 7, verse 40. It was to establish the spiritual kingdom of God. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. And this is the exception that I want to make. Fulfilling this passage of Scripture, we read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, the words of the Lord Jesus: the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Mark 1:15. Now he was to enter Jerusalem in triumph. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey, and upon a colt the foal of a donkey. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. The fulfillment of this, Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9, and also John chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. He was to be rejected by his own people. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. That's Psalm 118, verse 22. Now the fulfillment of that is found in Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Mark 12 and 10, Luke 20 and 17, and also in Acts 4:11. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. That's Isaiah 53:3. The fulfillment of that is found in Matthew 26, verses 3 and 4, and John chapter 12, verses 37 through 43. To be betrayed by one of his followers. yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. That's Psalm chapter 41, verse 9. And we find the fulfillment of that in Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16, also verses 47 through 50. And we find it in Luke chapter 22 and verses 19 through 23. He was to be tried and condemned. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 8. The fulfillment, Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25, Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 and 2. He was to be silent before his accusers. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 7. The fulfillment of that scripture, Matthew chapter 26, verse 63. Also Acts 8 and 32. He was to be stricken and accused, to be struck and spat upon by his enemies. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6. Fulfilled, Matthew chapter 26, verse 67, also 27 and 30, and Mark 14, 65. He was to be mocked and taunted. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. That's Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8. The fulfillment, Matthew chapter 27, verses 37 through 44, and also Luke chapter 23, verses 11 through 35. Now he was to die by crucifixion. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, 16. Fulfilled, Matthew chapter 27, verse 31, Mark chapter 15, verses 20 and 25. He was to suffer with criminals and pray for his enemies. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 12. Fulfill Matthew chapter 27, verse 38, Mark 15, 27 and 28, and Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 34. He was to be given vinegar and gall. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. That's Psalm 69 and 21. Fulfilled, John chapter 19, verse 28 through 30, and Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. He was to be cast, they were to cast lots for his garment. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Psalm 22, verse 18. Fulfill Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. John chapter 19, verse 23 and 24. Bones were not to be broken. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 46. Fulfillment, John chapter 19, 31 through 36. He was to be scourged for our healing, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Fulfill Mark chapter 15, verse 15, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He was to die as a sacrifice for sin. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. Fulfill John chapter 11, verses 49 through 52, and Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. He was to be raised from the dead. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Hades, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Psalm 16, verse 10. Fulfill Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10, and Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 32. The Messiah is now at God's right hand. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Psalm 110, verse 1. Fulfill Mark chapter 16 and verse 19, and Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51. Now, a New Testament prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled, but it will be. And I'd like to read from Revelation chapter 20, beginning with verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. I would like to also read Matthew chapter 25, verses 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And that's reading down through verse 34. I'd like to drop down now to verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Dropping down to verse 46, And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. There will be no place, no time, and no need for a literal kingdom of 1,000 years. Did you notice what I read in Revelation 20, when it says that when Christ comes, the heavens and the earth shall flee away, and there will be no place found for them? So there will be no place, there will be no time, there will be no need for a literal kingdom of 1,000 years. The need is for every precious soul to repent and to believe the gospel. I thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing these scriptures with you today. We trust that you will study them and be moved by them.
Deep in the night, the angels were heard singing a sweet melody.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures with this precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will be able to use them to bless hearts and to help souls. We realize that many oppose the Word of God, deny the Word of God, but surely thou hast shown by thy prophets and by thy apostles that the Word of God is true. And we're thankful that we have the privilege to present the Word to this people today. And we trust that it has been a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I do believe that these scriptures, prophecies from the Old Testament, which were confirmed in the New Testament, prove to us that God's Word is indeed inspired, and that holy men of old wrote the Scriptures as they were moved and motivated by the Spirit of God. Now, if our broadcast is being a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know, and we would like for you to take time to send us a message, either by postal or by email. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. We do publish a monthly magazine, and it's posted there on our webpage, and you may download it or read it. And also, we have a number of our broadcasts and archives, and if you've missed any, you can download them or listen to them, or if you want to hear one over, you can also go to our webpage and listen to it. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. Then our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
One Bethlehem died, the star shining brightly, leading the way where Jesus was born. In a manger he lay. The angels rejoiced, and wise men praised him. This child born a king, forever to reign, one Bethlehem nigh. Same night, no room in thee. joy. Then wise men praised Him. This child born a king, forever to reign, one Bethlehem nigh.
In a world full of sin, in a need of a Savior, the Heavenly Father sent down His Son to save us all. But He didn't come down.
Brightly leading the way where Jesus was born, in a manger He lay. The angels rejoiced and wise men praised Him. This child born a king, forever to reign, one Bethlehem nigh.